Blog Talk Radio.
That was Rockin' with Randy Morris, and today we are rocking on along, singing a song. We've got our musical psychic, Pamela Cummins, with us. And Pamela, can you hear me without echo today?
I'm hoping so. No.
Okay.
No, it's echoing.
It's echoing.
It did with the phone.
Yeah. Oh, it did. Okay. All righty. Well, let me do something here real quick.
Okay, Kelly, hopefully we didn't lose you. Okay.
No, that's okay. I'm here. I got it. I'm good.
Okay. Am I echoing? Echoing.
Yeah, let's see. Hang on.
I am. I was teasing.
Really bad. Okay.
Please be patient, people. She'll get it.
There we go. Okay. Is that any better? Are we better now?
Are we better now? Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm still doing this with, feels like drilling wire and duct tape. So I'm like, okay, yeah.
But we're doing it.
So it's
are
okay.
You on your cell phone right now? Are you on your phone?
I am. Here's the really interesting thing is what I did do was I'm calling in with the computer, and because it's the thing that's doing the echo thing, what I do is I've called in on the phone, so we've got the sound quality of the computer with the Zynga, with the studio, but when I eliminate the speakers off of my computer, it's like, and then just do it over the phone, it's like I myself am actually in queue. Like I said, it's one of those duct tape and bailing wire things, so that's how it's going to go until I can figure out a better way.
We'll just do the best we can, but we're still on the air. That's all that counts, and I'm not echoing. People, we had that Saturday night, And it was so, the first, I felt so bad for the first caller because I would talk, and then I'd try something, and it was kept on echoing. I couldn't really think, and then her question was echoing, and, you know, it was I need some kind of focus. I mean, I'm being channeled through, but still, I need to know the question, and it was very confusing, very confusing. So,
I guess you had your guides double.
Yeah, my guides were like, you know what? You're only human.
We're only human. That's what we always say.
Yeah. It's not like you're standing on a cliff, you know, shouting and then hearing yourself that. That's pretty neat. So, and Bertie Bert's singing. He was singing before. And I just want to let people know that go to my website, Pamela Cummins, CUMMINS.com. Okay, I just put on this link. It's called free. Okay, and if you click on that link, okay, it's really cool. There's four things that you can get that doesn't cost you anything. The first is a love fortune cookie. So you click on that and you get your love fortune of the day, which is real. It's adorable. Okay, then if you'd like to, I have a free manifest your heart's desire meditation. Okay, with beautiful music in the background by my buddy John Gilbert. And, you know, you get that, and you can listen to it over and over again. You know, it's only 7 minutes, so, you know, people say, oh, I don't have the time. 7 minutes, you can do 7 minutes, okay?
You can do 7 minutes, yes, you can.
The third thing is you can join my Monday's affirmation. Every Monday morning you'll get an affirmation or some kind of, you know, thing that you can do during the week. And the fourth thing is my blog, okay? And I have to say, I purposely just got it done out onto my blog. I have a blog. I'm doing like a pet series, and it's now Bertie Bird's turn. So I have a blog on Bertie Bird, yeah. So there's a picture of him, so you can, you know, because Bertie Bird is
I think that's what I saw. I saw that picture of Bertie Bird.
Yes, I put it on. Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's on the Psychics Gone Wild Facebook page too.
The group one.
So, well, I figured, you know, and Jan saw it, and you know, because everybody hears Bertie Bird all the time. You know, he's famous. even on Hey Z, Kimberly, who you met last week, you know, she's like, oh, that's what Bertie Bird looks like. And if you see how tiny he is. And, you know, you'd think he was a lot bigger than Mount
voice.
Easton. Yeah, with his little voice.
Oh, my goodness.
So, again, that's on my website, Pamela Cummins, CUMMINS.com, you know, and there's other information you can check out there, you know.
Right.
So thought that was pretty cool. Oh, and before I forget, I will be on tonight. It's called The Love Channel Show, okay? It's a new show that I'm doing. It's going to be live tonight, and then it's you know, pre-recorded for Hazy on Thursday's afternoon. And tonight the topic is online dating, and a friend of mine, Reverend Wayne, will be on tonight. And I thought it would be interesting to hear a male's perspective on online dating, because obviously, you know, we have male listeners, but I would say the majority probably are female. So he'll be talking about his experiences, and I'll be talking about my experiences and, you know, and some tips, and, you know, and then if anyone has calls related to, you know, relationships or questions about online dating, you know, feel free to call in. And I don't even know I'll have to look for
What's your call number?
It's
call number, Pamela.
I'm going to get it. I'm getting it right now. I'm right in front of the computer. It's 646-478-0020. 646-478-0020.
Okay, I just posted that in chat so I got that.
Okay, yeah. So, you know, if you want to call in, listen to that. It's more of a talk show than, you know, what we do on Tuesdays, you know, answering question after question. But, you know, I will take some callers call, but a lot of it is about education. You know, I think that's important.
Questions on the topic, you know, maybe questions on the topic, or if they've got a comment, it's like some of those, you know, it's like, I mean, I've gotten some really good comments. You know, people will listen along. You know, when they've listened along for 5 or 10 minutes, I go, okay, they probably, you know, they understand what we're doing here. It's like, so then I'll pull them in and say, did you have a comment? And this, this one gal, oh, she had wonderful. It was like, you know, about 5 minutes, and it was just like, wow, that was really good. That was really awesome. Right on target. It was like apparently something that was near and dear to her heart. So I was like, yeah.
And we are teachers, but we're also students, and that's everybody in life.
Exactly. Yeah. We all teach and we all learn. So, yes, absolutely. Alrighty, well, it's doing what we're doing here as usual, and we are filling up, so it's like, let's get to getting, and are you ready?
I'm ready.
Ready to roll.
I'm ready to roll.
Alrighty, our first caller here is area code 805. 805, you are on live with us.
Hi, Pamela. My name's Donna. How are you?
Good, Donna. Hi. You feel familiar for whatever reason, but how can I help you today?
Yeah, I wanted to know if my finances would be getting better.
I'm getting, yes, they are, okay. They're fun. My God, they're funny. They're saying make a decision, and it's funny. I'm hearing that song that we listened to in the beginning, We're Rocking, and I feel like you're uncertain about where to go with your finances, how to spend it. Maybe it's, I'm not getting exactly what it is. I'm just feeling you questioning it a lot. They're saying pick a path and walk on it, okay? And, you know, just an example, if there's a certain job or, you know, what you want to do career-wise, you need to pick a path and walk on it. You know, if you're wondering, should I spend money on this or that, you know, pick a path and walk on it. It feels like once you know, you know, once you become more clear, the money's going to start pouring in. Okay?
Oh, good.
I hope that makes sense because I'm not really sure what I'm talking about. But
yeah. Yeah, okay. I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Good. You know, yes. So, you know what? They just said sit in meditation tonight, okay?
Oh.
Just sit down, meditate, and whatever way feels right for you. You know, you don't have to do you know. You could just sit down and, you know, say, what's in my heart that I really want to do, you know?
Mm,
okay, because when I said that, I heard money, okay? And I know that we all want money. Okay,
yeah.
Let's be honest, we all want money, but money is energy. They're saying what's truly in your heart, okay? That's when it feels like you will figure it out, okay? And they're telling me to tell you, like, my example. Like, the name of my business, Successful Relationships, came from a matchmaking service, okay? This was right around the time dating sites were getting really popular. I went in it, quite honestly, for the money, okay? Things were tight. I went in for the money. I started doing it, and I'm like, I hate this. I made the biggest mistake, okay? And because I didn't do what was in my heart, which was psychic readings, you know, I went down a bad path, okay? Once I got off of that and said, no, I want to do more healing readings, and I let that go, okay, things started to flow, okay? So that's what they mean. Make a decision and move forward.
All right. Sounds good.
Okay.
I'll have to do that.
Okay. Yeah, that's a long answer. For whatever reason, I was supposed to say that. Maybe it helped somebody else, too. So thank you.
Yeah, it has. Thank you, Pamela.
Okay. Thank you, Don.
Bye. And call back in and let us know, you know, how that's working out, because we always like to hear you know, results in the long term.
Yeah, and I just want to say something to the listeners. You know, I can, like, if I meet you, I will remember what your hair looks like, what you were wearing, what you do for a living. I am very bad at names. So, you know, sometimes I'm hesitant, like, at the end of the call to say your name. I'm always afraid I'm going to say the wrong name, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, so if I ever do that, please forgive me, okay?
Yes. You had that. You had that. You had your brain jump, and your guides forgot who was there, and it's okay. We do that transition back and forth. Okay, our next person here is a Skype caller. There is a whole slew of numbers, and I'm not even about to try that. But Skype caller, you are on.
Hi, Kelly and Pamela. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi. I think I've spoken to you before, and how can I help you today?
Yes, I have. Yes, you have spoken to me earlier. My name is Deep. And my question is again regarding my love life. I can really do with some psychic help. So I need to come out of this abusive marriage with the woman I'm currently married to and have a child with. So it's getting from bad to worse, and she drags me into a negative spiral no matter what I do or not do. So I sometimes feel like killing myself, and this is affecting not just me and the marriage, but the child as well.
Right.
So the question is, do you see me being able to come out of my current marriage, and will she be able to take care of the child after we separate?
I'm getting yes, 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 and the vision I keep on getting, it's weird. I'm not getting a lot of songs today. I'm getting visions, you know, and now it's funny. They're teasing me. I'm hearing the song Hold On Loosely, But Don't Let Go. If you cling tightly, you're going to lose control, okay? So, and the other thing is I got a vision of, like, playing golf, you know, on a golf course. And when I think of golf is, you know, you analyze. You know, you analyze where it is, you know, it's kind of logical. It's strategy. That's the word. It's strategy, okay? So what they're saying is you need to think about the strategy, what's the best way to do it. And if you do that, they're so cute, you're going to get a hole in one, okay? You know, you will, you know, but they're saying don't strike the ball too early, okay? So I do think feel things will work out. Aha. Because I said I wasn't going to get any songs, I'm getting songs for you. I heard the song Honesty by Billy Joel, okay? And that's what I'm getting. You need to be honest, okay? But in a kind way, okay? Watch your words. I'm seeing a tongue turning into a pair of scissors, and I don't feel that you mean to do it on purpose, but sometimes out of your frustrations, you say things that hurt her, okay? So you need, again, it goes back to that strategy. How are you going to be able to say this, okay, in a kind way? Because quite honestly, she's not happy either. She feels stifled, okay? So, I mean, it's both ways. And the child will, you know, will be happier not to have this tension, okay?
Right.
Yeah. So I hope that helps.
She is happy to come out of it as soon as I let her go. But the thing is, I'm not sure about it. Do you think that would be the right thing to do, to let her go, to for us to separate? Would it be the right thing for everyone, for all three of us?
Yes, I'm feeling it is. Okay. I mean, you know, quite honestly, it's going to cause some heartache. Okay. Okay. But what I'm hearing.
Right.
Barbara Streisand song, We're Not Making Love Anymore, okay? Meaning, you know, the love is just, it's not there, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm talking more than just passion, okay? It's you know, I would just want to say it's kind of dull. So, I mean, I would never tell you what to do, okay? But obviously you need to strategize and make some change. You know?
Okay.
Either way, quite honestly, either way, it's not an easy road. Okay?
Yeah. But you mentioned don't play the ball too early. So is it too early to let go?
I'm feeling you need to strategize, okay? And you might decide, you know, I mean, you have free will. You might decide not to let go. But obviously, you need to strategize. Think, really sit down, think, meditate, you know, which way, you know. Again, I'm getting analyzed, and guys are good at doing that, okay? So analyze before you, you know, hit the ball.
Right.
Okay?
And do you mind if I ask this another question?
Actually,
no?
I have other calls.
No,
no
worries. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Thank you.
Thanks, Kelly and Pamela.
All right. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. All righty. Oh, let's see here. Our next person here in line is area code 845. 845, you are on live.
Hi, this is Diana. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Diana. And how can I help?
I have just so much going on that it could take, like, hours. So I will just be open to whatever the spirits want to share with me. I mean, it runs the gamut of employment, being financially very poor right now, romance, everything. So
okay,
whatever my spirit sides want to tell
me.
Yeah,
and what I'm hearing is a really old song, but, you know, hey, I'm 50, so. But I'm hearing the song Pick Up the Pieces. I think it's Average White Band, okay? And then I'm seeing you're sweeping, okay? And they're saying it's the time of the season for cleaning. Okay,
mm-hmm.
And I'm also hearing "And Love," and I messed up that song, but you know. So what I feel right now is that self-love, you know, and taking, they're so cute, taking care of business, okay? And the other thing is I'm seeing a tree, so I feel like you need to be a little bit more grounded, okay? And I'm really bad at this, but I almost feel like, I hate to say this because I hate doing this, like you need to write things down, kind of like at least 2 to 3 things a day of what you need to get done, okay? Because you're scattered, all right? So even if you only accomplish 1 or 2 of those things, you know, start doing that, okay? I do feel, are you self-employed? Would want to be self-employed?
No, I would love to be employed, but people have told me that I should write a book, and I've been widowed for a while, and,
okay.
and I'm in a pretty long legal battle right now, and you know, I lost my husband to cancer a few years ago, so it's been rough, and it's weird that you say that, you know, I'm around 15, and I was just sweeping the floor.
Okay, all right. But I do feel like, you know, if it's not self-employment, it's some kind of work that's going to give you freedom or, like, making your own schedule, and, you know, you're not locked, you know, behind a desk or God forbid I'm seeing Burger King. Not that there's anything wrong with Burger King, okay? I mean, you know, that's really hard work. I did it. That was my first job. I know how hard it is, you know.
Holy schmoly, that was my first job.
That's so funny. That's why I'm seeing that. So, you know what, I'm just getting right now, I think the focus is self-care, and I'm hearing Diana Ross saying, do you know where you're going to? Okay, so that's what it really feels like, you know, do the important things first and, you know, the groundedness, and then the rest will unfold. I'm seeing a red carpet come out, okay? So I hope that helps, Diana.
Oh, it does. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, and we're going to rock and roll right along here, Pamela. everybody wants to talk to you, but I'll tell you what.
Okay, well, I'll do the best can.
I'm going to say, I'm giving you a moment here to go shake, 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 you know, breathe, and it's like, you know, get your energy cleared, and it's like, yeah. Think of that 10-second thing you want to say in between time, so it's like going,
ah. Exactly.
All righty, and our next one here is area code 708. 708, you are on with us.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Good, good. And who am I speaking to?
My name is Lucy.
Hi, Lucy.
I have a question. I've got a couple questions. I'm almost like in the same boat as your last caller. There's just so many things around
me.
Okay,
I can only take one question, though. So if you have a specific question that you would like.
Yeah, you know what? I'd like to, if you see anything about relationships.
Okay. I actually got that is coming, okay? You're currently single, okay?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
I just want to make sure, because there's a big independence around you, and one time I felt that with a caller, and turned out she was married, and, like, she really got reamed me out, so now I'm always a little careful about that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's what I feel. For some reason, what I'm seeing is October, but I'm also seeing boats. You know, oh, they're so funny. I'm hearing the song Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, and that's what it feels like. They're not like tiny boats. I don't know if they're considered yachts. You know, boats are like ridiculous what they're, but for some reason I'm seeing that, all right? I have no idea what that means. There is a relationship coming, all right? The next thing I'm seeing is like, you know, I want to say like a butler or like, you know, somebody at a, you know, cocktail party in the little suit carrying a tray, but it's got a lid on it, and you open up the lid and there's all different types of hors d'oeuvres in it, okay? And that to me means you will be dating, kind of sampling, you know, and I'm seeing you spit out a couple of appetizers, so there might be a couple of people approaching you who you don't want.
Oh, that's funny. funny.
Well, that's what they're showing. But, yeah, I do feel like, again, the fall feels just really ripe for relationships. So I'm just getting to have fun. And in the meantime, I'm getting the same thing. Ground yourself, and they're leaving you with this song, do what you want to do, go where you want to go. You know, sometimes, I know we have responsibilities, okay, but sometimes we need to let go of those responsibilities. We can't do everything for everybody, and do what's right for us, you know, for yourself, for, you know, I think I'm talking to everybody when I say that. Do what feels right, you know, what's the most important thing, okay? That feels like that will, you know, get you a little bit more grounded, okay?
Okay.
All right. So
Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling.
All righty. Oh, let's see. And I'm gonna have you take a moment and announce again your show for tonight.
Sure. Yeah, oh, God, I need to get the phone number again because,
you know, I cheated. I wrote it down on top of my calendar. I know the phone number is 464.
Wait a minute. I have it right here.
okay, there you go.
let me, it's just coming up. Oh, I can't believe that. And there's my phone. Sorry about that, people. You know, it's amazing. People know not to call me at this time. But anyhow, the phone number for the Love Channel show, okay? And I just want to let you know that I have an article, a column in Bel Esprit that I do each month called The Love Channel. So that's where the name came from. But the call-in number is 646-478-0020, okay? If you want to listen to Blog Talk, and I'm being blunt, it's a new show. So I don't know if you Google it. I don't think it's going to come up. So go to my website, Pamela Cummins, CUMMINS.com, and I have, it's on my blog at the bottom of Birdie Bird, okay, because I made a little cute little joke. But if you go to my radio link, you know, my radio link, you will see it there, and you can get the link there, or 646-478-0020, you know.
All right.
And I'm here every Tuesday.
At two.
Eastern time, depending on, you know, where you're, you know, listening from. So, us East Coast people, we're really bad. We think everybody's at the same time, you know. We call, it's funny because I was reading this blog from this lady who's originally from PA and she's now out in Arizona, right? And she was complaining that her East Coast people forget that she's like 3 hours behind, okay? Because, like, even when it's the clocks go forward or however that works and everybody else is not so far behind us, okay?
Right.
Arizona doesn't change, okay?
That's true. They don't. They don't.
Yeah.
Until it's saving time.
Yeah. So she wrote a blog about it. You know.
You can't read. I have too. It's like, you know, if you don't care what time zone you're in, if you go out and you put that sundial up there, it's like, if you're on daylight saving time, the sundial and daylight saving time don't agree. So it's like, you know, I laugh because it's like, who's trying to reset the sun? Come on.
Yeah.
You know, that's silly.
I wish we could all be on the same time zone. That would be nice.
That'd be hard with a round planet, though.
Yeah. Well, you know, there you go. That just shows, you know, that, you know, all those people who didn't believe Christopher Columbus were wrong.
Hey, what's even funnier, I discovered a place that said there's a society that still believes the world is flat. I was like, wow, okay. But
I didn't catch that.
There's a place out there that still believes that the world is flat. It's like the society, it's like the world society, I can't remember what the heck they call it, but it's a society of people that are together that believe the world is still, that still believe the world is flat.
Oh, wow.
I was like, yeah, no, I'm serious. It's like, I was going, wow. It's, you know, maybe it was a spoof. I didn't click on it, but, you know, I was like, that's really interesting.
That is interesting. I didn't, you know what? Whatever people believe, you know, I've learned to do my best not to judge people, accept them as they are, because we all have our own truths. We all have our own knowing. And unless you've been in their shoes, okay, and live their life, you know, who are you to judge?
Exactly.
You know, I remember, who was it? I think it was Dick Supton. I went to him and his wife's workshop. This was back in the 90s. And he said something that really made an impression on me. And I'm sorry if I offend anybody who doesn't believe in past lives. But he says, you know, never judge anyone because you never know that bum, you know, that homeless person, okay, who you're judging right now might be on his last life of enlightenment and joining with, you know, into oneness with God because he needs to show you, you know, what it's like if you don't work daily and do and work on your goals, you know.
Wow.
So, yeah, and that really
made
yeah, and an impression on me because, you know, sometimes the people who do us the greatest harms really are greatest teacher, you know, and maybe that was their role to do. I mean,
was to bring that lesson, yeah.
And believe me, when, you know, when you're going through it, you know, they're effing a-holes, okay? They really are, you know, and I'm not swearing, but you get the drift.
When I'm a tour chef, I'm like, oh, my goodness, that's the closest I've ever heard you to really flipping. Wow.
I do my best, you know. You should. When my computer's not working, that's when I have a mouth like a truck driver. But you know, I try. You know, I try to keep it clean. But really, that's what it feels like. It just, you know, they're hurting you, and I know I've been that way. And you know, I've learned one of the greatest revenges is a life long lived, and not to be a victim.
Live,
you know,
yeah, exactly.
Because
you keep going when they're trying to, you know, throw rocks and marbles in your path, and you just keep going, yep, I'm just going forward. It's like, you know, it's like a smile drives people crazy.
Right, right. Well, you know, one boyfriend in my 20s, it was a horrible relationship. I cried all the time, right? But he helped me reach a spiritual, personal bottom, I guess you could say. And because...
Wow.
You know, I mean, it was on my own. It wasn't just him, okay? But I
right.
guess you could say he was the catalyst, okay?
Right.
And it was actually one of the best things that ever happened to me because it got me on my own personal growth journey, my spiritual journey, getting back into touch with my psychic abilities, my healing abilities, helping people, you know? So at the time, it was horrible. I cried all
right.
the time.
Going through it was not fun.
Yeah,
right.
but
right.
you know, but now when people are going through that, I can understand that. I know what it's like right. when everyone's screaming at you to leave somebody, and you're just not ready. You know.
To do that, right.
Yeah.
We got some more callers here. We got.
Okay, that's
more
because
for you.
I was yakking on. Okay.
All right. Area code 404. You're on with us.
Hello.
Hi, and who am I speaking to, please?
My name is Keita.
Hi, Keita, and how can I help you today?
I was calling about my love life. Any advice from Spirit would be very helpful right now.
Okay, you're involved with somebody, is that correct?
Yes.
Yeah, there's somebody around you. Can I get either their name or their first initial, whatever you're comfortable with?
Damon.
Damon, okay. It's funny. I'm hearing this song, you know, and I was not expecting it with the energy I felt around him, but I'm hearing this song, She's an Easy Lover, okay, lyric, and I just feel like, let me just make sure. I'm getting that you need to set a little bit more boundaries, okay? That's,
mm-hmm.
that's what I'm getting. You need to set a little bit more boundaries. I feel like it's easier for him than it
mm-hmm.
is for you. Okay,
mm-hmm.
and he's more satisfied with the relationship than you are, and I'm seeing him eating cake. Okay, now
mm-hmm.
what I'm seeing, I love this. I'm sorry. I wish you could see inside my head what I'm seeing. Right, he's eating this cake, and you go over and you smack his hand, and he drops the cake. Okay, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and I'm not saying to go and smack him. Okay, it's just
right.
symbolic, but that's what it feels like. If you start making some boundaries, and Aretha right now is singing in my head just a little bit, just respect, you okay? And now I'm hearing the rest of the song, you know, and that's what you feel like, okay? I am getting that there is love in this relationship, okay? There is definitely love on both sides, okay? I just feel like, you know, okay, I'm hearing the song, I never knew love like this before. He doesn't know how to have a relationship, okay? And they're saying you're learning and you're a step above him, okay? But
mm-hmm.
neither one of you have graduated, okay? It
mm-hmm.
is worth it. They're also saying learn to speak the language of love, Okay, and what that means to me is you need to learn. And I know I already hear you saying, well, why can't he do this? Because, you know, I'm sorry, men just aren't as relationship-oriented as us. But I'm seeing John Gray, and John Gray writes a lot about the difference between male and female language, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I feel like you need to learn that a little bit, okay?
Okay.
Okay. If you do that, okay, and, you know, don't make yourself the victim, don't blame him, and we were just talking about that, you know, learn the lesson. If you do that, if you learn to speak his language and understand his language, I see the relationship getting much better. If you don't do that, they're being honest, it's chaotic and it's going to burn out.
Mm-hmm. Okay? I feel like it's like that kind of now. But everything you're saying is very accurate. Like I wasn't sure if it's going to even continue.
Yeah, but again, I'm getting the boundaries, you know, learn his language, you know, and then you can decide whether or not, you know, give him the opportunity to change, you know, unless,
mm-hmm.
obviously, and I will say this, unless he is doing something very abusive, mentally, emotionally, and especially physically, get out,
mm-hmm.
okay, get out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's for just not you, that's for everybody. Okay, that's all for the listeners, for every human being on this planet. But I do feel that, you know, he's there in your life for a reason to learn these lessons. Okay?
Okay, so. Thank you so much. Everything makes sense that you're saying. I really understand what you're saying. Thank you
good.
So much.
Good, good. I'm glad because I don't know if I don't get it all, but it's important you get it.
I get everything you're saying. It totally makes sense. It's exactly what it is.
Okay, good.
Cool.
Good.
Okay.
All righty.
Thank
you
so much. I appreciate it. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Have a good one. All right. You know what, Andy, we got some more callers. I was just kind of, you know what I forgot to get is, like, what time is that show tonight? You know, we got the number
oh,
now.
God.
It's like, you know, the 646. It's like, what time is that going to be on, Emma?
Door. 8 p.m. Eastern time, because I'm an Eastern girl, so everything's in Eastern.
There you go.
So 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. Let me see if I can get this. 6 p.m. Mountain, 5 p.m. Pacific, yes.
Awesome, yes, very good.
Now, don't ask me
about all. I'll give you one to confuse you here. It's like we can speak to our London audience because at 8 o'clock, 8 o'clock Eastern time is 9, 10, 11, 12. That's 1 o'clock in the morning to London.
Right. Yeah, that's a little late. In Australia, I think it's the next day. They're like,
something like that. I know. I haven't figured out Australia. It's like I look at the globe and it's like I'm revisiting geography.
Yeah,
both
no.
Both my fifth and seventh grader.
just go online and say time. My time is this time. What is it in Australia?
Oh yeah.
Google. Thank you, Google.
Thank you, Google. Alrighty. Our next caller here is area code 323. 323, if blog will let you on, we will get on. There we go. We got you, 323.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, my name is Yvette.
Hi,
and Yvette. Thank you for taking my call. My question is, wanted to know if there is a baby in my near future, if I'm pregnant.
It feels very soon. Okay, and, you know, what was really cool is, like, when you said your name, I pulled over a card, okay, and I saw three women toasting, okay, like, it was like a congratulations, and I heard that you have really good female friends, okay, so,
okay.
You know, yeah, I don't know why they're saying that, okay, but, yes, yeah, it feels like a new life is coming. Okay.
Okay.
The energy, yeah. You know, I'm sorry, I can't get if it's a girl or a boy. Okay. But yeah.
But I'm okay. But yeah. But spirit is saying I'm pregnant.
If it's not, honestly, I'm feeling a child around you. So most likely,
really,
it's right. It's
okay.
Most likely right now. If it's not, then, you know, it's happening really soon.
Really
but
soon. Uh-huh.
I don't know if you're single or not because I'm feeling like friends are going to help you out. Okay.
Okay.
You know, I'm not sure what that means. And if you're in a relationship, you know, well, friends help out anyhow. But I feel like there are some women who are really going to help you out. Maybe it's a mommy's group or something. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling.
Uh-huh. And let us know. Call back and let us know.
Yes, I will. Thank you.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you. Okay.
God, sorry.
You're having a call.
I got this little
in the air
frog.
Today.
Yeah, I got this. I don't know what it is. It, you know, it's this little frog in my voice.
Can't be Birdie Bird because he's singing.
And Merlin's just hanging out, being a good boy. Thank you.
Oh, that's good. Have you written their blogs yet or not?
I just wrote one on Merlin's, and my editor, aka Father. I sent it to him, and I have to write one on Rhiannon. But I only do my blogs like twice a month, every 2 weeks, twice a month. Well, and the reason I do that is because I get sick of being inundated by blogs in my, you know, in my, and people who write them every once in a while, I'll be like, oh, yeah. And people who write them every day, I mean, there's this woman who
I can't keep up, man.
Yeah, you just don't have the time. But, you know, when it's every once in a while, you're more apt to read it.
More likely to read it and to keep the information. It's really good, yeah.
Right. Well, it's quality over quantity.
Yeah. So. Yeah. All righty. Our next person here is area code 661. 661, you are on with us.
Hi.
And who's calling?
Hi, my name is Brandy. Thanks for taking my call.
Hi, Brandy. And how can we help you?
Yeah, I was curious if you saw any love coming into my life.
Okay, they're saying love yourself first, and I do feel, honestly, I feel like you got a lot of self-esteem, okay, all right? You feel very sweet. Are you a country girl? They're saying country girl at heart. Does that make sense to you?
Kind of.
Okay, all right. they're so funny, I'm sorry. They said they're saying there's a cowboy coming for you, okay? And I'm actually seeing like a cowboy on a horse with a little lasso thing, okay? Now, you know, for all I know, that might not be him. There might be symbolic, okay? But I feel that it's good. I feel like he's down to earth, and I'm hearing him say, like in John Wayne's voice, little lady, you know, and tapping his hat to you. But what that means to me is he's good. He's got morals. He's polite. It's funny. I'm seeing this woman. I haven't seen her in many years. And one of the things she said, it is so hard to find men with social graces. Okay? So he has social graces. And, you know, I'm really not, I'm feeling September, but, you know, honestly, spirit time is hard. You know, I'm hearing the song, I'm walking, yes, indeed, I'm walking, okay? And that could mean a couple different things. You know, just keep going down the path that you're doing or go for walks, okay? You know, either or. But, yes, there is love coming in your life. And I am getting that you're sick of dating, okay?
I actually haven't dated in quite a long time, but I'm very sick of what I've dealt with in the past. So I won't do it anymore. That
yeah.
makes sense.
Okay. But, again, they're singing that song, Yes, Indeed, I'm a-walkin'. I don't even know who sings that. But to me, that means is keep following your path. Go out to things. You know, I'm seeing you outside. And, obviously, you know, the nice weather is coming. It's beautiful in North Carolina. But, you know, I'm seeing lots of nice weather, outdoor activities, you know. And just keep doing what you're doing because, again, you know, your cowboy is on the way. All right? And he's not a bad boy, you know. There's funny, I'm hearing vroom, vroom, you know, like a motorcycle. He's not like that, okay? He feels very clean cut. A little old-fashioned manners, but, you know.
Is he cute?
Oh, yeah, of course he's cute. They're so funny. They're not going to give you an ugly man, okay? But what I'm seeing, what I'm feeling is the love in your heart, okay? The love in your heart. I'm also getting, you are definitely shorter than him, okay, but you know, you wrap him around your finger, and they're showing me a kitty paw, okay, and that's symbolic for me. You know, my cats have me wrapped around their paw, so I feel like you're gonna, you know, wrap him around your little hands,
paw.
I guess. I can't get the, I don't want to say paw.
Finger. Your finger.
Yeah, that's it, yeah. You know, and they're just saying, don't worry. You know, I'm getting not to look for it. You know, sometimes I feel like people have to look for it, like go online or whatever. I'm not getting that for you. Okay?
Yeah. And I'm glad you said he's taller than me because I'm 5'10", so that's important.
Okay. Oh yeah. 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 See, I'm lucky. I'm 5'2", but believe me, if a guy's shorter than me, not interested. You know.
Right.
That's really short. All right.
Oh, thank you. That's awesome. I appreciate it.
All right. You're welcome. Thank
all right.
you.
Thanks for calling in. All righty. Sounds like there's a lot of candidates there for people who need to be calling into your show on love and relationship and internet dating tonight. It's like
yeah.
A,
oh yeah.
Oh, and I was thinking that John Gray is women are let's see, was it men are from Mars and women are from Venus. There we go.
Yes, yes, and he's really good. And you know, I have to be blunt, and I know he's not listening to this radio show, so I won't be offending him. But he looks gay to me. Okay, I don't know. Yeah, to me at least, you know, maybe it's because, you know what, his energy.
You know, it's like I never. It's his voice. It's like, yeah, there was, you know, once upon a time where I actually heard him talk, and it's like I was going, wow, he's freaky. But he's got a wife. I mean, he's got a wife and a family, so I know he's not gay.
Oh, he's not. Yeah, You know what it is? His energy is very soft. It's like he's very balanced, okay? He's masculine, but he's also got a lot of feminine energy in him, okay?
Right.
So, I mean, yeah.
We just lost our next caller, so it's like, rat.
Oh.
Somebody blocked. You know, it's like, we haven't had a problem for a while, so it's like, you know, I've been kind of forgetting to do that. So now that we're in the, you know, like about the last... quarter of the hour here, it's like, you know, Blog Talk has been having some issues, and whether it's solar flares or whether it's a meteorite shower or whether it's, you know, whatever has been going on, we have been periodically dropping calls, you know, a little bit of sound trouble in the chat room as people discovered today, you know, a little bit here and a little bit there, so it's just like, just be more aware, you know, it's like if you get kicked off, logged off, whatever, it's like, log back in, it's like, Because we don't keep people off the show here. So.
No, we don't say, oh, I don't want that number. Ew, yuck, you know.
No. We might mute you. It's like if somebody's being socially unacceptable, we might mute them, but we're still keeping them in the queue.
Yeah.
So they can maybe hear something beneficial and help them know what's going on with their wife.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh,
yeah. So don't be socially unacceptable. We like nice people.
Exactly.
You know, that is so important. So important. So Kelly, why don't you know why we have a few minutes before caller, and I do need to end at 3:00. I think you have somebody coming on. So why don't you tell everybody what's going on with you?
Alrighty. Well, actually, it's turned into for me it's turned into 2-hour Tuesday. So it's like because I get to host you from 2:00 to 3:00, and then the next lady who is coming on is from London, so it's like she is there in that. And I shouldn't say that because I've discovered there's a lot of like burg cities, you know, whatever. I'm not sure how they do that over there, but I should say from England, okay? I'll be safe if I say that, okay? But yeah, she's over there. She's going to be calling. We're going to see how that's going to work today. It ought to be really. I'm sorry. Somebody in chat says, "Serena says no comment from the Peanut Gallery regarding last calls." It's got the ninja look. It's like, yes, we know. Anyway, so no, Helen. It's Helen Francesca, and she is going to be calling in at we hope at 3:00. She's actually going to be trying to Skype with me, which ought to be highly entertaining for me. I'm the one learning all this marvelous, wonderful, you know, technology, blah blah. So it's like, just like you know, we've been having the when I do the Skype thing, it's like it takes it for you, and it's like it gives us the grand what I call the Grand Canyon echo.
Mm.
So it's like honestly, you know, I'll tell you my trade secret here. What I've done is really with it is I'm still on. I'm still the computer is still called in, but what I did was I totally. Muted the speaker on the computer, and so I'm not really using the speaker, the microphone. I called back in with my own phone, and I'm actually on my own phone because it's somebody explained to me with their musician, you know, last night. Actually, one of our new psychics is Well, actually, he doesn't claim to be psychic. It's like, you know, intuitive, I guess is a better word. But he's a rock reader.
Mm.
And his name is Gary Wimmer. It's like he reads rocks, and he's got the only book on lithomancy, L-I-T-H-O-M-A-N-C-Y. And it's like he's on over on Spiritual Learning Connection on Mondays. And he has a kick. He's in Texas. Which reminds me, I've been going to get the book. I was trying to tell people about your book. I was trying to tweet and stuff.
Oh.
I'm trying to learn how to tweet today, too. So what is your book? Because I know you've had it out as an e-book, and now you've got it in paperback. And tell me that slow enough so I can type it.
Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships.
Psychic Wisdom on Love and Relationships. Okay, great.
And I just wanted,
Pamela Cummins.
And Kayla, you know how last week there was a hummingbird? When you were on my Love Channel show on Hazy, my last live one there, when you were just talking, Merlin was like loving it. There was a squirrel that just came up on my deck, my balcony, and he was running along, just talking up a storm.
Chatter. Oh, my goodness.
Oh,
I love squirrels. I think squirrels
I
are hilarious. God, bless me that God has a humor. And we got another caller that came back in. It's like, yay, here we go. Area code 813. You made it back on with us. Thank you.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Hi. And we didn't kick you off. It was Blog Talk, okay? And what is your name, please?
Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. And how can I help you?
I was just calling in to see what do you see for me in the future? Anything?
Okay, I'm hearing the song by Led Zeppelin, Good Times, Bad Times. I know I've had my share, okay? And what they're showing me is a line. So what I'm feeling, oh, that's so nice. Now I'm hearing the song Peaceful, Easy Feeling, okay? I feel like things are going to go a little easier, but I'm also getting it's because you have an attitude of gratitude now, okay? I want to say you're older and wiser. All right, and the other thing I'm getting is manifest. All right, I can't tell if you're single or not. It feels like you're independent, but there feels like there's somebody around you.
I'm single.
Okay, all right. But did somebody cross a love relationship over to the other side?
Well, I have my mother that crossed. About 5 years ago, and my aunt just passed about a month ago.
All right, that's probably I'm feeling love, okay, around you, okay, and now they're singing the song "I've Had the Time of My Life," okay. So it feels like it's your time, okay. You know, and they're saying you know, okay. I'm not saying this as a sentence; it's psychically. You know, they're around you, okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting. You know, okay? And they're there to guide you, okay? I do feel like you've kind of put your life on hold for things, and now it's time. Again, I'm hearing the song, I've Had the Time of My Life. So it's time to do things that you want. You know, they're saying, they're so funny, they're saying wear a straw hat, like a regular straw hat with purple clothing. Wear a green hat with purple clothing. You know, and that's just symbolic, obviously. Go out and do what you really want to do. Because it's time, all right? It's time. And they are saying all your needs will be supplied to you because I do feel like you have some fear when it comes to money, okay?
Yeah.
You know, and they're saying to stop that, okay? You know, because what you, you know, worry about is not going to get any better, okay? So it just feels like it's time now for you to go out and do the things that you love to do, you know? Okay. You know, and if you do that, quite honestly, I feel like a relationship coming in for you, but I also feel better relationships all around.
As far as people around me?
People around you, whether that's, you know, work relationships, friends, you know, even like people who wait on you in public places. I mean, if you're a miserable person, you're going to get miserable people to wait on you.
Right.
You know? Because they mirror who you are, you know. Okay, and I'm getting this, and it's something that I read recently about this man who just meditated and visualized like God's love coming through him and going out, and he was just like love all around, okay? And when he did that, everything in his life improved. In fact, that's the meditation I've been trying to do. Instead of asking and visualizing, just kind of like visualizing God's love going out, and then things come that I need, you know, whether it's money for bills, food, you know, opportunity, you know, better relationships, whatever. You know, it's just like things just improve. And that's what I'm getting, because it is your time. I'm really not sure if this is your guides or your mother, okay? But I'm getting not to wallow, you know, be grateful for what you have.
I do feel grateful for what I have. I have fears that I'm the main breadwinner in my home, and I have fears that I'm not able to provide, and that's where
and I'm getting that, you know, again, it's going to work out, and not to focus on it, not to worry about it. And I know that's not easy to do, you know. I know, but you know, you will be taken care of, okay? But I'm also getting to have fun. I'm seeing myself walking, and I just want to let you know I understand what that means, because sometimes when business is slow, because I'm self-employed, all right, and I get really frustrated, you know, and I'm trying to drum up some business or whatever, and I go into the fear too, because I'm human. I'm like, oh, forget it, and I go out for a walk, and I just let things go, and I might go, and I might even just go and have fun for a day, and I come, and when I do that, and I come back, I'm slammed, okay, with work, you know.
Okay.
So that obviously means to go out and have some fun too.
Okay.
Okay. So I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay.
All righty. And do call back in, because we like to hear those follow-ups from our callers, and, you know, see how reality stacks up. And, of course, that's the other thing that I forget to do every now and then, too, is like, you know, what we get on the show for you guys today. And, of course, and I didn't realize some other shows, I guess we're kind of usual ones. It's like, we are live and unrehearsed. It's like, we don't go out and do background searches and find people's birth certificates and all this stuff. It's like, you know, well, ours is like Forrest Gump. It's like, life is like a box of chocolates. We never know who's calling.
People do that?
Yeah. I was sitting there going, really? It's like, apparently, people do that. I mean, well, you know, big name, big money. It's like, you know, people do that because they very carefully orchestrate who they have on their shows, and they, you know, they make sure that their quote psychic people are going to appear as successful. And I'm like going, really? That's why there's so much, you know, why so many people go, oh, it's not real. I'm like going, you know, that's why we're kind of a unique show, because it's like, we don't do any of that. It's like, we never know who's going to call until you call in.
Yeah, I mean, come on. An area code and a name, there's no way you can, you know, investigate that. And, you know,
I know.
But it's funny, because one of my niece's professors said, oh, all psychics are phony. When they, you know.
Exactly.
And he was.
Now I understand. That's why people say that. It's like, holy moly, you got to be kidding me.
No, but. What he was saying is they just read your reaction. My niece was like, well, my aunt doesn't do that. She, you know, she does it over the phone, so she can't see you.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Yeah. I know. That's I was kind of flabbergasted. I was just kind of sitting there going, wow, that's, you know.
But, you know.
That's just good investigative technique. Any cop can do that. Come on.
You know, I'm not surprised, because, you know, and believe it or not, people, there are good lawyers out there. They're not all bad.
Yes,
it's like with any, okay, pizzeria, I'm hearing. Well, there's good pizzerias and there's bad pizzerias, you know, and you're going to have that.
Yeah.
It's going to happen, you know. But really, you can tell, you can feel, because, you know, I've gone to a lot of different psychics. I love psychic readings. And, you know, I've had some people where
it's
like...
hard to read your own,
Yeah, but I've had some people like, you got to be kidding. You know, it's like you can feel it. You can definitely feel it. That's amazing. Oh, I know what I was going to say. I had this woman, I worked on this one line, who actually said to me, wow, you use your own picture, like on the profile? Okay, because we couldn't say our last names or anything, you know.
And
I was like,
what I use.
I was you know, not everybody on this line does. There's one guy on there who has a picture of some famous author. I'm like, you're kidding.
Wow, what's the point? Sorry. Man, that seems cheesy.
Yeah, yeah. I just,
it
like,
needed me being cheesy. I don't know why. Jester Cheetah. Oh, Christ.
I did. I was only
That's
on
silly.
That line, by the way. It was my first line. I was only on there for about a month. They were so unethical to their clients and also
wow.
to their readers. And I was like, I don't
That's
want their energy.
Yeah, I don't blame you. Wow. Well, we're getting down to, let's see, I'm going to try calling Helen here in about 45 seconds, but if I can tell them, if you would hang out with me for a few minutes and go ahead and tell everybody how to get a hold of you again. And it's like, you know, and Pamela's the one that, her wording is so good, you can tell she's a book writer because, you know, she says, get a hold of us individually because, you know, when you're on air, you know, a lot of energy is going on, and it's like when you book a personal reading with a psychic, it's just so much easier for the reader because they're just picking up you instead of picking up everybody else on the air. So,
and we don't have to worry about somebody else waiting, and you know, because you know there are times you can feel their impatience. It's really wild. But just my website is Pamela Cummins, CUMMINS.com. And I'm also going to have the Love Channel show tonight on online dating, 8 p.m. Eastern time. And you can call that number, 646-478-0020. And, again, it's a new show, you know, so you're going to have trouble finding it, you know, on Google. But you can always go to my website, PamelaCummins.com, and there is a radio link. So.
Okay,
and Merlin. Right. Merlin
Bye.
Says hello. He's like, "Mommy,
Merlin
it's time."
Hello.
Yeah, he's like, "It's 3 o'clock. It's 3 o'clock. It's time for you." Yeah, he's so
All
cute.
All right.
And his story is coming soon.
Cool. All righty. Okay, let's see here. I'm gonna see what's gonna happen. I'm gonna try. Okay, it's dialing there. It's like so. I'm attempting to connect with our person there.
And her name is Helena.
Helen. Yep.
Helen.
Her name is Helen.
Okay.
Yep. Okay. So it's like I want to see what's going on. It's showing it's calling. It's like it's okay, let's see what happened there. Not sure. Okay, there we go. Okay. I think Helen, do we have you? Oh, there we go. Here we go. Oh, nope, not that. Okay, there we go. Now I'm gonna try something different here, and I'm gonna
bear
with
me, your
family.
Family
like,
I think
we're
about
to get
the ground
Kenya.
Okay, Kelly.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm gonna sign off now while you deal with that. Good luck. I'll send you some healing. Okay.
All righty. Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Bye bye.
Okay. Here we go. It's really weird because I'm hearing myself. Okay, let me see if I could hear our person going there. Helen, do I have you?
Yes, you have me.
Okay.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
Let's see.
Can you hear me, Kelly?
I can hear you. And
I can hear you too.
Okay, and what I'm trying to figure out is if our listening audience can hear you. I'm going to try to get somebody to type me in chat here just a minute. Are you hearing an echo?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit. Okay, let's see. Can you hear us? Then I'm doing that to chat. Okay. Helen, go ahead and start introducing yourself and tell us where you're at, and we'll see if people can hear you.
Okay, I'm Helen Francesca. I'm in the UK. I'm an astrologer and clairvoyant tarot reader. And I'm here for the next hour to bring in some people.
All righty. Let's see. Oh, she said, oh, great. Okay, awesome. Serenity says yes. And the other one says yes, but very badly. Okay, so. We're gonna go forward and try this here, and we're gonna see if we can get a caller on and see if a caller can hear you. So, area code 813. Let's see if we can hear you. Are you on air with us?
I am. Francesca comes through very static.
Very staticky. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. How about now? Can we? Can we hear you?
Can you hear me now?
Sounds like cell phone. Okay, 813. Can you hear her?
Are you say that?
Area code 813. Are you with us? As I can see area code 813 is still live with us. It's like, can you hear us?
I could hear you.
I can't hear Helen.
Okay, Helen. How about there we go. Can you, Helen? Can you hear her?
I can just about hear her, not clearly.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Janice, okay, you can hear her, and she might call in. Okay. Well, area code 813, go ahead and tell us your name. All I want to say is, you know, maybe speak loud, and we'll see if we can get you and Helen connected and see how that works.
My name is Brenda.
Okay. Can you hear that, Helen? Her name is Brenda?
Yep. Hi, Brenda.
Hello. How are you?
Okay, that was hello. How are you?
I'm okay. Thanks, Brenda. How can I help you tonight?
I was just calling to listen to the show. I caught a little bit of it earlier.
Okay. Did you have a question you'd like to try to ask Helen today?
Can you tell me more about my love life?
Your love life. Okay. You're sounding like romance is causing you some concern, and you're not feeling very happy about it at the moment.
Sorry, I'm having a really hard time hearing.
Okay. She said romance, and you're kind of having a hard time with it right now?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes?
Okay. I'll tell you, Kelly, what I have here is that Brenda is in the process of making a big decision about what she wants and what she needs emotionally at this time.
Okay. Brenda, did you catch that? You're having issues. You have some big decisions to make, which you want and need emotionally at this time.
Okay.
And I would also say, because you're showing the Queen of Pentacles, and that says to me that you need security and stability. You need a man or a partner who you really feel sure of. And I feel at the moment that's been quite a challenge for you. And I'm getting a picture of you moving forward and saying, okay, what do I need? Really, what do I need? And do I need to be by myself, or do I continue with this?
I got a little bit of that. I think you said that I'm looking for someone.
Looking. Go ahead.
I don't know. I'm having a hard time.
Having a hard time hearing it. Okay.
Right.
Let's see. Okay, Helen. She's she got part of it and not quite all of it. She's looking for someone.
Is she saying that I'm confused about what I'm looking for?
Questions about like who or what she's looking for.
It's a big crossroads right now for Brenda.
A crossroads for Brenda right now.
I'm at a crossroads.
Yes. A bit of one.
Okay. So exactly what is
that? So she's asking, what does the crossroads mean?
It means that you are at a point in your life where you need to make decisions that have an impact on your emotional life.
Okay, crossroads means that you're going to have to make decisions that are going to have an impact kind of on the crossroads of your life, you know, kind of which direction you're going to be going.
Okay.
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 In other words, do you want to go on the way you are, or do you want to change direction?
Do you want to go on the way you are, or do you want to change directions in your life, Brenda?
I definitely want to change direction.
She definitely wants to change directions.
Okay, that's good, because I have six of swords, which is a lovely card for anyone who wants to leave the past behind them and move on. You learn, you take your experiences with you. It's not easy, but you're moving out of the troubled time into an easier time.
Okay, she's got the six of swords for you, which is you're kind of leaving the past behind you and moving forward to better times, leaving troubled times behind you. Does that make sense?
I feel like I've done that.
Okay, and she kind of feels like Brenda kind of feels like she's done that.
Okay, all right. Well, all I can say is the journey is just beginning.
The journey's just beginning.
And you're doing a lot of healing, I think, because it's been painful.
Doing healing because what you've gone through has been painful?
Okay.
Is that making sense?
A little bit, but I feel like I have moved on.
She does feel like she has moved on? Okay.
So are you actually by yourself at the moment, Graver?
Are you by yourself or are you in a relationship?
I'm by myself, and I have been for quite some time.
She's by herself and has been. Okay.
That's what I was thinking, yeah. I think, Brenda, you've been really badly hurt, and you're kind of protecting yourself at the moment.
Brenda, she kind of feels like you've been badly hurt and are kind of in a protective mode, kind of protecting yourself at the moment.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
A little bit. I think that I possibly have been, but haven't recognized. I think my friends recognize more than I
do. She thinks her friends are recognizing it more than she does, because to coin a phrase, she might be in denial, that river in Egypt, you know, a little bit.
Brenda, you've also got the sun here, and I'm saying, you know.
Got the sun?
Better times ahead and healing and love, but you've got to love yourself and think you're worthy of a decent relationship, and that's when it comes in.
Okay, that's where we struggle.
Oh, good. Jeez, you guys are hearing each other a little bit. This is good. Somebody asked if I felt like a parrot yet. All righty. Did you have anything
you
else
so
you wanted to ask about?
No,
okay,
thank you so much.
Thank you so much. All righty, we'll put you back in queue. So maybe hopefully
you
can help us monitor sound control. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
All righty. Okay. I was going to say, Helen, maybe if you turn, let's say try turning your volume all the way up, maybe 99, maybe not 100, don't want to blow your speakers out, but it's like, see if that helps, maybe, I don't know.
97.
There you go. Okay. We have got another person here, area code 215. Let's see how we do with him. 215, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good. She said, can you hear that, Helen? She said, hi, how are you? All right, good deal. Just about. Okay. Let's give it a go again here. Maybe tell Helen your name and possible birth date. Just kind of let her pick up and talk loudly, because we're having some speaker and some volume issues today here.
My name is Jennifer, and my birthday is 11/17.
Jennifer, and the birthday is 11/22?
17.
Oops, 11/17. Sorry about that. That was my hearing bad. Okay.
Okay, so you're a Scorpio, Jennifer.
Correct.
You're Scorpio, Jennifer? Okay.
Yes.
How can I help you today?
What do you feel about love?
It's a love day. It's another love question. We're on a love connection. Saturn is moving through Scorpio, making things painfully obvious, and Scorpios are going through a lot right now. Is that making sense, Jennifer?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah. Okay.
There's a reason for all this, to all that you're going through, and it does not carry on forever. Okay?
The reason what you're going through, and it doesn't carry on forever. Okay. Can you guys hear well enough without me repeating?
No, I need you to repeat.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay. Nope. Jennifer needs to repeat. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Right. Okay, Jennifer, you've been with someone who has been really difficult.
Jennifer, you've been with somebody who's been really difficult?
Oh, yeah, in the past, but I don't have.
Yes,
I'm not linked with that person anymore.
She's not linked with that person anymore?
None.
Okay. Oh, okay, so you currently have no relationship right now.
No. I was talking to somebody, but I don't know.
Okay, you're kind of talking to somebody, but nothing really going on at the moment. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I would say this is, no matter how long ago it happened, I think you're still being told by spirit to slow down before you go into a new relationship.
Okay, so no matter how long it's been since the previous relationship, what she's getting is a feeling of kind of slow down before you go into a new relationship, kind of what Helen and I have been going over about weeding your garden. It's like pretend your body is your garden, and it's like you need to sometimes weed the things out that don't need to be there. And it makes you a lot clearer to go forward to something else.
I actually had seen a guy several times.
On off in your life at the moment is actually... how can I put this politely? A compromise.
Ah.
That's how I would describe it.
Okay, she said if there's somebody kind of on off in your life right now, it's kind of a compromise. It's a settling thing, and not necessarily really, you know, like the love of your life and the person you're necessarily looking for.
Exactly.
She thinks that's right on the money. Yep. Okay.
Yeah, and Jennifer, look after yourself, okay? Be kind to yourself, and you make sure that your man gives you what you deserve.
Okay, so Helen said just to make sure that you look after yourself and make sure that, you know, a gentleman in your life is going to give you what you deserve. It's like, you know, you're like the diamonds, and it's like he needs to be worthy of the diamond, okay?
Exactly. Thank you.
Exactly. Okay.
By this time next year, you will look back and you'll think, oh, I'm glad I'm through there. it will just be so much easier.
Okay, so she's saying by this time next year, you're going to look back and go, yeah, thank God, you know, it's going to be so much easier this time next year. You're going to have waded a few rivers and, you know, forded a few things and gotten through some things, and life will be looking better about a year from now.
Good. I actually had seen a guy several times that I have in passing, you know, I have such an interest in him, and he's everything that I just have a feeling I'm going to be meeting him.
Oh wow.
He's everything I want.
Great.
yeah, she said she's seen a guy, and that he just kind of like everything that she wants and whatever, and she's hoping to actually meet him.
Yeah.
Is this like reach out and text someone? Drop your hanky in front of him on the sidewalk? I don't know.
I am. I'm gonna. I've seen him quite a few times. I know I'm gonna be meeting him.
And obviously, my advice would be hold out for what you want.
Okay. And Helen is saying, hold out for what you want. You know, you don't have to make a compromise on this one. So it's like, if this guy is in your target sights, it's like, go bag him.
Thank you that you're saying that, because the guy I was talking to, he's not my style. He's funny, but
gotcha,
he's not my
okay.
style. The guy
right.
that I actually see, I've seen for a few years, on and off, I randomly bump into him. He's my style.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay. Already?
Oh, wow. Thank you for saying that.
So thank you for saying that, okay? Definitely. Keep the bar up, yes. Make him
thank
back
you.
Over it.
Thank you, because I felt like I would be lowering the bar a little bit.
Say that again?
I would feel like the one that I had talked to, I would be lowering the bar.
Okay, with the guy that she's talking to, she feels like she'd be lowering the bar. Okay, right. That makes sense. All righty.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. You made my day.
Okay, well, thank you. We'll try to call back in and, let us know how it goes. And we're going to try to get our volume problems. We'll see if we can't get some of our techie people in and figure out how to control the volume.
I'll be dropping handkerchiefs.
There you go. So we drop in the handkerchief.
Oh, yeah.
Love it.
All right. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you. All righty. We have another caller here, Helen.
That's yes, okay.
All right. Is area code 315. Let's see. Whoops. Okay. Come on. There we go. 315. We have you on.
Yes. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay. Oh, wow. She's really saying. Okay. Yep. Thank you for taking the call. Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. Barely. It's like I'm having troubles hearing you too. It's like we're both. You're really, really faint. I'm not sure if you're on a speakerphone or if you're far away from your microphone. But yeah, you're really, really soft.
Okay, let me take it off speaker. Hang on.
Okay.
Is that better?
A little bit more clear. Okay.
Okay. I just went through a breakup, and I was wondering if you think that we're going to make a mess.
Did you catch it? She's wondering. Okay, wonder if you're going to make amends or old wounds. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you catch that, Helen? Okay, she said she's kind of been through some stuff with somebody, and just kind of wondering if they are going to make amends.
Okay, let's have a look for you. Okay. I said that this lady, I didn't catch her name, she's a very, very emotional woman. Very feeling.
Okay. A caller, could you tell us your name again? I'm sorry.
My name's Annette.
Oh, wow. Say that again. I'm sorry.
My name is Annette.
Annette. Okay. Annette.
Uh-huh.
Annette.
Okay. Hi, Annette.
Okay. Hi, Annette.
Hi.
Yep,
I can't hear the other one at all.
Okay. Yeah, that's, I feel like the go-between here. I'm like, wow. Cyrano de Bergerac. Okay, strikes again. I don't know. Alrighty.
Yeah, the picture of the family came with that. Annette is a very, very emotional, sensitive soul.
That's a very emotional, sensitive soul. Okay.
And
Been told to stop worrying because of what's happened before.
And to stop expecting worse.
And to stop expecting worse, okay? Because if you, you know, if you keep expecting worse, you're going to get what you expect, that law of attraction moment coming in there. So
right.
Think of something really good.
Okay.
Okay, it's a situation that requires some work on both sides.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah, she agrees on that one.
Mm-hmm. But there's actually nothing now to worry about. Actually, just you need to relax a little bit more.
Okay, so there's good. So there's nothing at the moment to really worry about. You just kind of need, Annette, you just kind of need to relax a little bit more.
Okay.
Okay.
And also, I feel that one of the things that's of concern is work and money.
Work and money is a concern right now?
Yes.
Okay, and this is definitely going to improve by August.
And it will definitely improve by August for you, that situation on work and money.
Okay.
Okay.
Really good news is on the way, but we've got to start worrying and attracting what we don't want.
Ah, really good news is on the way, but you need to stop worrying and quit attracting what you do not want. If you've seen, Annette, if you've seen Rhonda Byrne with, you know, What's the Secret, remember how, they kind of go along and say, you know, what you focus on is what you actually call in. So it's like let the negative thoughts go. And, one of the things is actually, speak out loud. It's like this is kind of from Anthony Robbins maybe, but, speak out loud or write out loud. Yeah, there we go. You know, kind of write your affirmation statement and maybe say it several times a day. So it's like so you hear what you are wanting to attract in. And it's like and you don't say it as though, I'm waiting for this to come in. You just kind of say, thank you, God. Thank you, universe. That you've brought this into my life now. So you make it like a now statement, but you affirm it like it's happened and it's happening now and it's already. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah, just a lot of things have happened this past week that were outside my relationship that got dragged into my relationship. So.
Oh, wow. A lot of things, Helen, a lot of things hit in her it hit the relationship, but it was things outside the relationship that got drug in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is in the past.
That's
right
in the past.
Right now, it's okay. Good. Right now, it's good.
Okay.
Good.
Okay. So, even if it happened, think of the Lion King, when the baboon whacked him on the head with the stick and he said, hey, that hurts, He says, yes, but it's in your past. Okay?
Right.
So you might have just been whacked 5 seconds ago, but that is your past,
Yeah.
So the future is going to be coming better, okay?
Okay. So you see that a reconciliation is could be inevitable, because right now he shut me right off.
Okay. Okay. Right. Okay. Let's see. Annette, if I catch all of that, it's like you'll be right off.
He's pretty much shot me right off, but he's known to do that when he's upset.
Okay, he's been known to shut her off when he gets upset, but he's been known to do that.
Yeah, this is because Annette is highly emotional and she likes to talk and she likes to share, and he's just not made that way.
Okay, it's partly because Annette is highly emotional and likes to talk and likes to share, and he is not that way. It's kind of like think of John Gray with men are from Mars and women are from Venus, kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's pretty much how it is too.
Yeah, she's saying that's pretty much how it is, Ellen. Yeah.
Okay. So, all that imagination and all that feeling, use it to visualize how you want things to be.
And with all that imagination and feeling, use that to visualize how you want it to be. It's like, again, remember the guy in The Secret where it's like he was actually standing there probably at least naked to the waist, and it's like, and yet you saw him in the mirror, you know, with the suit and doing up the tie. Okay, remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
You got a good imagination. Go for it. Use it. Okay.
Okay, so this other woman isn't anything to worry about because there's another woman involved.
Okay, Annette is telling you, Helen, that there is another woman involved.
Well, I can only tell you that what I'm being told is stop worrying.
Stop worrying.
Work at it. Both of you need to do a little work. I don't see...
Both need to do a little work. Okay.
I don't see it coming to an end.
She doesn't see it coming to an end. Okay.
No, I just see the need to put out what we would like to get back. And to try and think more positively about it. I still don't think this is a serious threat.
Okay. Helen still does not think this is a serious threat, Annette. It's like she's just kind of saying, you know, quit worrying about the other person involved. You know, it's kind of one of those things where he's, you know, probably going to come to his senses, but it's like instead of you wasting energy on worrying about it, put forth what you want to see. It's like, you know, remember the couple there, you know, it's like where, you know, she did the candles on the table, you know, that kind of stuff, a good dinner and whatever. So it's like visualize what you're trying to pull in. Does that make sense?
Okay. It's hard because it's long distance, so I can't even go see him. You know what I mean?
Oh, it's hard because it's long distance and you can't even go see him. Okay, I got it.
It's 18 hours away.
Okay. But Helen's getting that, you know, she doesn't see that as a relationship that's coming to an end. So, you know, visualize. Yeah.
Okay, I'll do that.
Very first card down said stop worrying. Okay.
Yeah, because I worry. I am a worry war.
So get a grip on that. Quit being that little hamster running in the wheel at night.
Yeah, I know.
And when you find those, say, nope, I'm going to turn that around. It's like, this is where my mind wants to go, but instead... I'm gonna speak out. You know, it's like if your mind. Let me think. How's that? I don't know if you've heard of that Joel Osteen, where he talks about the I Declare book. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, he gave several examples in there. It's like one of them when the computer or the architects told him how much it was going to cost to renovate. You know, several million dollars more. And it's like, and he says, after I picked myself up off the ground, you know, his mind said, oh, my goodness, we're never going to do this, you know, blah, blah, blah. But he didn't let it get out of his mouth. What came out of his mouth was, no, I'm going to speak positive. So it's like put your positive speak, you know, write your sentences down. If you got to carry them around with you, you know, post it on the bathroom mirror, whatever. It's like speak, you know, no matter what your mind's doing, speak positive. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yes. Mm. I appreciate your helping me out.
All righty. Thank you, Helen. And thank you, Annette, for calling in.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for bearing with us today. This is really interesting.
Well, I appreciate you taking
my
call.
I've never felt like a tennis ball so much before in my life.
Uh-huh. I do that to people.
Oh, goodness. All righty. Okay, well, you know, and call back in and let us know. We'll get this figured out. And Helen is definitely going to be with us here on Tuesday afternoons, 3 p.m. Eastern time. So, you know, call back in again and, you know, let us know how things are going.
Okay, I'll do that. Thank you so much.
All righty. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness. I'm so glad we have a good listening family. My heavens. Well, I'm thinking that, you know, the people in queue are saying they can hear you, Helen. So it's like, you know, we have we've got time here to do a little bit of what I'll say topic talk. It's like we do. I think Jan called in. It's like Jan's in queue, but she hasn't got her hand raised. So it's like unless people actually click that I have a question button moment. It's like
We've learned not to put them on spot and put them on air because they go, we've had people go, I was just listening. I'm like, okay, well, do you have a question now that we got you? You know? Oh, so tell us a little bit about yourself. You know, we haven't really got a lot of your history or a lot of, you know, about you, what's going on. It's like, you know, how long have you been doing this? You know, I imagine, you know, most people that are in this are, you know, are born with this gift. It's just a matter of, you know, when did you recognize it? You know, give us a little bit of history about yourself today.
Okay, well, I began by studying astrology as almost as soon as I could read, and I enrolled with the Faculty of Astrological Studies at the age of 16, 17, and I fell in love with astrology. It's been a passion my whole life. And then when I was in my 20s, I went along to do classes in tarot with a lady who was a counsellor. And within weeks of doing a course in town, I just developed the ability to see, hear, and experience the paranormal.
We do have our person in queue got braver. It's like they raised their hand, but I want to come back to that because what you're saying is they actually have like colleges or schools where you can go like get a degree in this.
Yes, there are classes and courses where you can study all aspects of astrology. Yes.
Wow, that's a. I'm kind of thinking maybe that's England because it's like, I'm not sure that America has that, but it's like maybe I could be wrong or we could just be too spread out, but that's the first I ever realized you could actually go take a class. And, you know, I mean, the kind of classes that I've taken have just been, you know, from individuals who offer, you know, not an actual like school. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. It's an international approach.
Wow.
So people from anywhere in the world
funny. Wow, that is really cool. Okay, area code 702. We're going to try this with you. 702.
Thanks, Kelly.
Hi, Jan.
Hi. Hi, Helen.
So are you listening to her on the phone or on the computer?
Yeah.
And where can
I've
hear
been
her?
Listening on the phone because I couldn't hear in the chat room on the computer well enough. But then as time went on, it got better, and so then I just sort of, but I listened on the computer then, because it's
okay.
Better now. At first, it was a little bit harder, but now it's a lot better.
Awesome.
But,
okay. Helen,
yeah.
Can you hear
it's nice to meet you, Helen, and basically, I'm going to ask you something different this time than what I usually ask people, and what I wanted to ask, well, I really want to ask you that too, but anyway, it would be a two-part question. I don't know if you can take two questions, but the first one I want to ask.
Yes, we do.
We do? Okay, I'll go ahead then. I'll just go ahead. I'll get it out of the way. The health problem I've been having on and off now, well, on for 12 years, and I just wanted to know if you see it getting any better anytime soon.
Scorpio, and you're having a really difficult time?
I can't understand her, Kelly.
Okay. She asked if you were a Scorpio. It's like, no, Jan is September 17th of 1958.
Okay. Right.
I think there is Scorpio in my chart, though.
Helen, yeah. Life is, the past 12 years, she's kind of had some health issues going on. Okay. She's checking it. Bear with us, Jan. There you go.
Oh, sure.
I got some very nice cards for Jan. And one of the cards that I have done is all about health and healing.
What did she say, Kelly?
She's got the first card she's got down is about the health and healing.
Uh huh.
Okay.
Now, Have you been holding yourself back?
Have you been holding yourself back, Jen?
I've been holding myself back as far as physically, because my body doesn't it doesn't go. There's not enough energy in it to actually do anything. So it's a very uncomfortable feeling that I'm going through right now in my body.
Okay, Jen, she's got the star.
Now, this is a very powerful card, and it's all about how we access healing to our minds.
Okay, did you catch that? It's about how you access healing from wounds or through wounds, okay?
Through our mind.
Through your mind.
Through my mind.
And this is really one of the best things that you can do for yourself, just is meditate.
Meditate.
Okay, yeah, get that loud and clear. I mean, that is just, that word, meditate, has been in the atmosphere loud and clear. I'm getting it again. Yeah, that's nice.
Because, you know, in the star, we have a picture of a young woman, and she's kneeling by a pool. And there are ripples going out from the pool, but what this actually symbolizes is when we meditate, we access a healing universal consciousness, and we tap into that when we do a meditation.
Did you catch that, Jen?
No.
Okay.
We access
You tap into the universal pool when you do meditation, because the star has a young woman kneeling beside the pool. So when you meditate, it's like you are dipping into the waters of the universe.
I see.
Okay.
That's cool. Had she pulled up the star card? Is that what she pulled up?
Right, yeah, she pulled up the star card for you.
Okay. That's really nice. Yeah, I really do agree with that. That's nice.
And it's taking recovery, but a lot of it lies in mind.
She said it's a really good card for healing, because a lot of it resides, guess where, in the mind. It's like,
boy.
I remember hearing, yeah, well, you know, and I remember hearing a definition of a word, was the word incurable. Means curable from within. Means curable from within. So think about that one. If it's incurable, you cure it from within.
Cure
okay?
from within. Yeah. That's
right.
Really cool. I mean, I keep thinking that I have to, you know, there's something that I need to be taking, like a drug or medication or something.
Stepping into the having faith, but having courage.
Okay, she's got the fool. Okay. The next card is the Fool. It's the one that's the young man about to step off the cliff. It's like stepping into the future with faith, knowing that there's better times ahead.
Okay.
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 That sounds good.
That sounds good.
That sounds good. Okay. Your cards are not about illness, Jen.
It's what?
They're about healing.
Your cards are about illness.
Right. Your cards are about healing and about getting well.
Oh, awesome.
That was good news.
Those are the just like gold to the ears and spirit.
Gold to the ears and spirit. Yes, indeed. Okay, cool.
Well, can I just ask this one last thing then?
Yeah.
Sure. We do have a couple more callers, but I think we got time to do this. We have about 17 minutes. It's like, yeah, we can do this.
Okay. If she happens to see any kind of I've heard that there's some type of money thing coming toward me, like a windfall or something like that. Does she feel anything like that at all?
Did you catch that, Helen? She's wondering. You've heard about windfalls, the monetary windfall coming her way. Do you pick up any of that, or is it mostly healing today?
Well, I would honestly say that the finances are like a reflection of how you see the abundance.
Okay, finances are a reflection of how you see the abundant universe.
Okay.
And it is limitless. Okay.
Right on.
Does that make sense,
Thank you. That is just
Alrighty.
Beautiful. Thank you very much, Helen. Thank you so much.
I'll put you
Thank
back
you,
in
Kelly.
Thank you.
Thank
and so
you.
Thanks for hanging in with us today, guys. It's like this is just really, we've had some interesting times, and this has got to be, in 14 months, this is a first for me. So, yahoo! Okay, we've got another call here from area code 414. Area code 414. There we go. We got you on. Say something
Hi.
Here so we can see if we can hear you. Okay, hello.
Okay, hello, everyone.
Hello.
You know what? I don't know if I was trying to figure out a good way to help Helen be able to be heard more, but I'm not aware of the setup, and then I couldn't hear earlier, so I missed a lot. But, Helen, I'm just really wanting to focus, and Pam, loving to all, but I just wanted to really focus on business aspects.
So she wants to focus on business aspects?
Yes.
Pam?
No, she said hello to Pam. It's like, yeah, Pamela was on from 2 to 3. It's like Helen
oh.
is on with us from 3 to 4 today.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay.
I said Helen too, but I
we
thought Pam was still on
yeah.
too. Okay, I apologize.
You, oh, no, that's fine. Could you tell
So this is
tell,
Kelly,
tell
though, right?
Like,
this
your
is,
name
this is Kelly?
Yeah, this is Kelly. It's like, tell
okay,
tell
hey,
me
honey.
Again.
This is Mary.
Mary?
Marion.
Mm-hmm. Marion. Okay, there we go.
Yeah. Hi there. Okay. Right. From a business point of view, a lot of anxiety about a situation that's moving very, very slowly.
Anxiety about a situation that's moving very slowly is what she's seeing for you.
Uh huh.
Okay.
How much effort you are actually making with work and money, because at this time it's very much about time about putting work in now.
Okay, it's time to look at how much effort you're putting in with work and money, because it's time to look at the effort like right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Things are kind of slowing down, and she's wondering, Helen's wondering, if you're going to actually be starting something brand new in the future, maybe going a different direction than where you've gone.
Not going a different direction. I'm hoping to, I'm just revamping. I'm kind of
revamping
some things. Yeah.
Okay, she's revamping some things, okay. She's not going a totally different direction, but she is revamping things.
How does it feel? Does it feel positive to you at the moment?
Does that feel positive?
It does. I feel a little more energized and focused on it. And
it does. She feels more energized and focused on it.
Yeah.
Okay. Looks like you're entering a new episode in your work life, and kind of like what you're saying, it's a complete reappraisal of what you're doing.
Okay.
Total.
Okay. Does that make sense? Does that sound
mm-hmm.
about right?
Yeah, I am. I'm
uh-huh.
being more assertive. Yeah, I am.
More assertive. Okay. At the moment, you need to keep your plans to yourself, Marion.
I'm sorry, say that last part again.
She said at the moment, you kind of need to keep your plans to yourself, you know, kind of keep it, as I say, under your hat, you know, keep it quiet, keep your cards close to your chest.
Okay.
Okay, don't let everybody
okay.
know what you're doing, okay?
Okay.
And I'm also getting that you need to move
that all that fire and all that energy in any way that we work for you? Because you're such a powerful, strong woman, and I would say, don't let anybody else steal your thunder.
Okay. Backwards for a second. Don't let anybody else steal your thunder. You've got a lot of power, energy, and fire. And just, you know, don't let anybody else get in and use, you know, make use of your gift, okay?
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Excellent.
Does that help? Excellent. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah. Because, I'm revamping because I'm like, I just know that this is working for me. So now, and I
right.
did, and tell her she's dead on because I just recently did an event, and someone invited me to come to another place based upon what I did at that event, and they were willing to pay for me to be part of the event, but I just need
wow.
to get there. And I was thinking, I don't know about all that.
Okay. Yeah. Helen, she said to tell you that, you know, you're right on. It's like, and she went to one event and then got invited to another event based on what she had been to, and it's like, you know, someone's willing to pay. So, yeah. And she's not quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
Be careful.
Protect
your interest. Be careful. Watch your back.
Protect your interest and be careful. Be careful of your back. Okay.
Mhm. See, that's what I felt. Thank you. I knew I.
That's
why I called today. Thank you.
Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
Yes. Thank you both so much, Kelly. Great interpretation, Kelly.
What's that?
Great interpretation. Thank you.
Yeah, Helen said success is on the way, and let's see. And I'm thanked for being a parent today.
Yes, thank you. Yes, honored in that. That's to be in service is always a good thing. It is always a good thing. Okay. Yeah, but that was the only thing I had. Unless Helen wanted to share anything else, but yeah, that was really kind of my core. So she got to
okay.
it. I really was concerned about these alliances and whether or not. You know, how to proceed with that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, and thank you, Helen, because that was the core of her question. She was really concerned about the alliances and what to make of that and that kind of stuff. So, you know, letting her know to be cautious and to, you know, to watch her back and make sure that nobody steals her thunder. And it's like all of those things, it's like that has really hit at what she was wondering today. And that was her gut feeling. So you really got, you know, you got that. It was, that was her intuition also. Awesome. And good luck, Marion.
Thank you.
And of course,
thank you both.
Call back, you know. Call back and let us know how it goes. Cause, you know,
I sure will. Always. Thank you.
Alrighty. Okay. Thanks. Thanks for being here today. This has been amazing. Okay. Let's see. We have one more here, and this will probably be our last caller for the day. Is area code 631. 631, you are on with us.
Yes, hi, thanks for taking my call. My name is Suzanne. I was wondering what you see with my love life.
Suzanne would like to know what you see with her love life.
Okay, Suzanne, what's your date of birth, please?
Date of birth, Suzanne?
10/5/60.
10/5/60. Okay, and Helen is doing some checking there and pulling some cards for you.
I had this big flash of bright orange as I was looking at the cards.
Wow, she had a big flash of bright orange as she was looking at the cards.
A big sexual passion on the way.
Large sexual passion on the way. Okay, I'm glad we're a mature show. I can say that.
From who?
Comes in with learning and studying.
From what?
It comes in with learning and studying.
Hmm.
Are you going to do a course or something?
No, wondering if you're going to do a class or a course or something?
No, not at all.
Not at all. Okay.
Well, that's what you need to do. That's where you meet your next partner. And that's brilliant. You've got to get yourself out there.
Okay. She's thinking that that's where you will meet your next partner, is some kind of class or course or.
I don't really have the money. To do that.
Okay, you know, there's always I shouldn't say always, but, you know, a lot of times there are places we'll have what they call scholarships, you know, even like the weekend seminars.
Well, I don't really want to take anything. I'd rather go country dancing or something fun than take a class. I've had enough school.
Helen, she'd rather go country dancing or do something. She's had enough of school.
What did she say?
Some that you're in a learning situation, and the card that she's got for you, you know, is just you got to get out and mix, mix and mingle more. But somehow or other, there's some kind of learning situation tied up with it.
Okay, so it's no one that I know now?
So is it anyone that she knows now, Helen, or is that, is it somebody she's, that's coming in soon, or is it somebody she's maybe already met?
Well, the theme of the cards is all around movement and change, and I would say it goes somewhere new.
What she's saying is the cards are about change, so it's like, go somewhere new because it feels like to her someone new coming in. So go someplace new, pick up a new hobby, something or other, It's like if you don't want to hit the books, it's like, hit a new hobby. But
does she know anything about the person, like what it looks like, her age, or what it does, anything at all?
She's wondering if you, Helen, if you're picking up anything possibly about what the new person might be like, any physiological characteristics, tall, short. Okay.
Well, the picture I'm getting from the few years older than the
Someone who's a few years older than the caller, okay.
And someone who has quite a strong connection with the land.
And who's got a strong connection with the land, okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Does that
make
sense?
Well, thank you.
Like, first thing that leaped to my mind was like somebody's got a long, strong connection with land. Is like he's going to be a farmer. He's going to be on a John Deere tractor. Is that it? I don't know.
I hope not.
Maybe
no.
Not a John Deere tractor. I don't know. Yeah.
With a school book in his hand.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Alrighty. Thank you for calling in. Oh, golly. Okay. Helen, we've got about 3 minutes and 33 seconds left. Wow. It's been an amazing day. I just want to go, Polly want a cracker, Polly want a cracker. Goodness. But why don't you tell, kind of pick up where you were. Tell people how to get a hold of you. Where they can connect with you to get, like a personal reading, whether, email or phone number or Skype number or something, where website, all those things. So give us a little bit of information on how to find you when you're not on air.
You can find me on the website, which is helenfrancescaastrotarot.com. And if people didn't catch that, they can go on Psychic Online website and they can see a little biography about me and my website details are there as well.
Ah, okay. That one I can always catch. It's like my fingers sometimes have a problem getting through that, but I can always type www. Maybe I can today the way this is going. Dot, okay. wild.com. She is there, okay.
And I know,